Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing 100 years of history through personal stories. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Lieutenant Colonel Frank Miller served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam before retiring to Fayetteville to run a grocery store in the late 60s and early 70s. The Boulevard Supermarket on Bragg Boulevard was a small mom-and-pop store that catered to the many GIs who cycled through Fort Bragg on their way to the Vietnam War. Frank's daughter Meg Miller is 60 now. She recalls those years were a complicated time for her family and the communities surrounding Fort Bragg.
Really, what kept that store going for so long was the relationship with the GIs and their families. Like, if a woman was out of diapers, her husband was in the field and she had no money or whatever, my dad would say, "Here, take the Pampers." We also had these cards they could charge things on. And then, fights would start from that because the husbands would come back and they'd come in to pay the bill and the wife had bought too much stuff. And it was really a hard time for Fayetteville, I think. It wasn't the volunteer army. The draft was in. So a lot of these kids that were in the army, they didn't want to be there. It wasn't a decision they made. And they struggled. And my dad, being, retired army and everything, kind of tried to help out. Everybody knew the colonel. Even though he was a lieutenant colonel, they called him the colonel. The colonel would also, loan money. He had this big chained wallet on that hip and a gun on this hip. And, you could tell the boys would come in, they'd go straight back to the office. And, will you loan me 20 until payday or whatever? I think he knew either what they had been through or what they were going to go through. And I don't want to say a mentor, because I'm sure he never said, "Well, son, you're going to see some really rough things out there." He was just part of the support system that wasn't there otherwise. And he knew it wasn't there because it hadn't been there for him.
Meg's father, Frank, had a side his customers never saw. The trauma of war weighed heavily on him, especially after his retirement from the Army.
I feel like the Army was good for him. It gave him structure. He was one of those kind of people that needed that. But it took away much more, The Army isn't bad, per se. It's what they expect of you. I think war changed my father, and not for the better. And that had this trickle-down effect. He was just a sad, depressed, angry man. And his way of coping was alcohol. There was no post-traumatic stress disorder. We never heard that. Even when he tried to kill himself, I think there was a little bit of therapy, maybe a week or two. So, and they sent him home, "Oh, fine, it was just a cry for help." But there wasn't anything in place to really help him out. I don't want to come across as somebody who's putting down the Army or putting down Fayetteville. But those of us who know, who were there during that time especially, it was not a good place to be. It was not a wholesome environment to raise children. It just wasn't.
Meg Miller lives in Chatham County. Her story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.